Music. That's the theme of my paper. I got a book from the University of Pennsylvania today shipped to me, so I can continue doing my research. My voice is a little loud right now. There we go, a little more mellow. You can adjust your headsets accordingly. But in any case, I wanted to kind of reflect on the good times and maybe talk about, you know, kind of encapsulate the stress a little bit that this kind of end of semester brings. So we're doing some favorites, some songs about the apocalypse, because that's what this lightning outside feels like and looks like. And then we got some of my just all of these from my personal favorites playlist. Check it out on Spotify. Only great tracks. But in any case, once I plug in my computer, we're going to start off with a track from one of my favorite albums, St. Vincent's Marry Me. And I do have to warn you that these are all tracks that if you've listened to all my shows, which applies to only one person, hi Dad, appreciate it, then you will have heard all of these songs before. Maybe I'll throw in a new one just for fun at some point. But we're going to start off with a track called The Apocalypse Song, one of my favorites all time. I love this track from Andy Clark. I hope you enjoy this song. It appears that the same chord that was not working last week. Oh man, I hope that didn't come over the mic for too long. So the same chord from last week that wasn't working is still not working. That'll be an engineering project for me to do during the song, but hopefully when I click this, we'll get the Apocalypse Song from St. Vincent. There we go, enjoy.
Wait.
All right, that's also just messed up. I don't know if this, I don't know what's happening here. Let me.
Than the speed of light. Carbon.
Oh. It sounds really echoey. I do not. Let me go take a look at the chords going on downtown on the floor. Okay. There we go.
Wait. I'll be swifter than the speed of light. Carbon. Oh, my body. A billion years of time. You'll wake with the
All right, there we had the Apocalypse Song from St. Vincent. Do have to apologize. I did figure out, I believe it was a headphone connection, headphone issue and not a radio issue. Yeah, there's so many audio little traps that I get caught in. But anyway, that's a little song from Annie Clark from the 2007, maybe? Come on now. Okay, it's not loading, but I believe that album is from, oh, come on. The album is from 2007, I was correct, and Marry Me is a kind of a catchphrase, not really, but it's a running joke in the first, and from a season of Arrested Development where the character maybe, despite being a teenager in high school, gets a job at a movie, a production company. Please excuse my texts ringing, you know, I'm very popular. But anyway, when people ask maybe the character why she is, if she's a little young to be working, she just says, marry me, and then people laugh, and then she gets to maintain her position, you know, not hiring her father as an actor. It's a great show. Don't know how I got to it. I do, but really rambling. I just advertised this show to a whole bunch of people on Facebook. Going to have to step up my act, and I think I will do so by playing the next song from Hospitality. Again, longtime listeners know that not only have I been a huge fan of their work, I've also been an absolute menace to them on social media because I'm a big Closure guy. I want to know why. It's part of my overthinking as who I am as a person. They released an excellent album in 2014 called Trouble, and I liked it a lot. And then they went on a tour, and they did some concerts after that. And then they started posting videos of animatronic kind of contraptions on their Facebook page for a while, and then they did not do anything else. And I've messaged them a few times on Facebook asking what's up, and sometimes they send me a short answer, but they don't tell me if they're still together or not. I believe they've had children. You know, life with Hospitality was just so much simpler before the Rugrats came around. To quote Gene from Bob's Burgers when he was dressed up as Bob. But that's been a long rant, and I hope it'll be rectified by how good the song 8th Avenue by Hospitality from their self-titled album Hospitality, how good that song is. Enjoy.
Thank you.
8th Avenue from the fantastic band Hospitality. When you Google Hospitality Band on Google, one of the suggested phrases to search is, what happened to the band Hospitality? I want to know. I really want to know. I can't see if they've liked anything from their official... They haven't tweeted since November 20th, 2017. And before that, they tweeted on November 24th, 2016. I just don't even know. They had a bunch of tweets. No. They had like five tweets in 2016. Oh, you know what? A really long time ago, what I'd meant to do for my final show, and I guess I will be able to next time around, back in like maybe a year from now, hopefully with a little less stress and with more of my wits about me, I will be able to, number one, find the phone numbers of the member of Hospitality, number two, break a WJRH rule and call out instead of have them, somebody call in, and then demand answers. Excellent. You know, speaking of absolutely crossing boundaries with musicians, I'm going to play a track from Mac DeMarco, specifically his little EP, Another One, where he, at the end of the very last track, which is an ambient track called My House by the Water, he gives the exact address of this house by the water. I almost visited it with a friend 3 years ago, and since then he has moved to Los Angeles. You hate to hear of it. Ezra Koenig did the same thing. I think Rashid is having a bad influence on him, and he needs that. He needs Rostam back. Oh man, maybe I'll play a new Vampire Weekend track, but that'd be very on brand for WJRH. Here is The Way You'd Love Her from Mac DeMarco, that's 2016 EP, Another One. The Way You'd Love Her from Mac DeMarco. He has an album coming out on Friday, and a very odd music video came out. I forget what the song's called, but I don't know. He's wearing some sort of odd mask. Yes, called On the Square. It was a good track. So you're going to get in a new era of Mac. I'm very excited this Friday. Definitely give it a listen to Here Comes the Cowboy is the name of the album. Anyway, next up, I have a track that, no, I'm going to skip this one. We'll go straight into some basic WJRH stuff, appeal to the general audience. You know, despite, okay we're at three listeners. All right. Definitely let me know if you're listening. I'll guarantee shout-outs. I'm curious to see who is, in fact, listening. I'm assuming my parents, and then, I don't know, maybe somebody who fell asleep listening to somebody else's show. And, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe my babbling has been too much of a turnoff, but for now, we're going to listen to a track from the album Parachutes from the band Coldplay. The track's name is Shiver.
Stop me. And you know how much I need you, but you never even see me.
Shiver from Coldplay, written by Chris Martin when he was thinking about Natalie Imbruglia. That's at least that's what Wikipedia says, and that's the biggest source of all Shock Me Like an Electric Eel content. Anyway, it's what Chris Martin describes the song as, a blatant Jeff Buckley ripoff, which somehow I hadn't read before, but is definitely very true. In addition, he said he wrote the song while he was feeling, let me see. He wrote it on a glum day when he felt he would never find the right woman. He described it as something of a, quote, stalking song, admitting he wrote it for a specific woman. Wow. We'll touch on themes that I've harped on throughout my 3 years being a DJ, but these were great days when Coldplay's influences were artists like Jeff Buckley, or, you know, doing very light Radiohead impressions, or other kind of, you know, regular alternative rock. But that genre doesn't really exist anymore. But still, whatever Coldplay is doing now is a disappointment, for sure, for any fans of their earlier work. Capitalism, unreal. A man who hasn't let capitalism affect him has been D'Angelo, although that's a really weighty statement that I'm not gonna try to qualify or try to defend, because it's probably not true. But D'Angelo, discussed him on the show last week. There's a documentary coming out about him soon. Let me see. D'Angelo News. Oh yeah, he had a song. He had that song from Red Dead Redemption come out earlier this year, back in January. Let's see, he hasn't tweeted. Oh yeah, he tweeted in 2018 for the tour. That's D'TOUR, which was a European tour, and all of the dates were canceled, and people were very mad because people were very excited about the possibility of seeing D'Angelo. But then I think he got sick or something. Very, very scant details given, though. Anyway, rumor has it he's working on a new album, but for the time being, we'll have to just revel in how incredible the album Black Messiah was and listen to its opening track, Real in Love.
Thank you.
We had Really in Love from D'Angelo. All my tracks that I'm playing today are some of my favorites, but that is just, that's got to be top three for me. It is so good, despite the fact that, you know, it takes a while to get going. Hopefully, you know, we didn't have people pull a Neil, which is sometimes when I'm listening to a friend's show, I will turn up the music for when they're speaking, then put it down again if I don't like the song, and then turn it back up again. I don't know. I would assume that I'm awesome people because that was a long intro. But then once those Spanish guitars get going, oh boy. Wow. I don't have the words to describe how much I like that song. Anyway, so that one begins with Gina Figueroa speaking and giving a poem, reciting. Did not find that word. For a while, she had a poem recited at the beginning of the song. It has nothing to do with the rest of the song. In fact, it related to Santería, you know, Spanish Minor up in here, and the Orisha, which is like the spiritual leader in Santería. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll play my podcast at some point, probably not tonight. Well, we'll see. But, you know, that's a little bit of my research talking about the influence of religion and commodification and globalization. I'm going to write 30 pages about it. 220, 1.5 spaced. Life is suffering. Sometimes you just want the apocalypse to come. You dream of it. That's a terrible segue, but this is Apocalypse Dreams from Tame Impala.
Thank you.
Let me see. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Obas. We have a special guest calling in from are you back home now, Obas?
I'm back in New York, baby.
Back in New York. Obas, do you have anything you want to say to the listeners of here at Lafayette College and perhaps throughout the East Coast of the United States? I don't know who's listening, but any messages?
Follow me on Anthony_Obas44, #ObasRant.
Got a great Twitter feed, definitely recommend. Telling it like it is always, even when you're a little bit wrong, even if I'm not agreeing with you about your, what you think about Giannis.
Ooh,
listen, I know, right?
Ooh, listen, man. I just have a huge issue with Giannis and how he plays basketball sometimes.
Because you think it's just the one move?
It's just a one spin move. Like, I've never seen him pull up and shoot. I've never seen him, like...
He's hit more threes than, I think, Kyrie in the series.
Really?
Yeah. Kyrie's off, way off this series.
Oh, he's been... I don't know what's wrong with this Celtics team, man.
I know. Did you see that the Nets are right now the betting favorites to get Kyrie?
You think we're gonna get Kyrie?
No, that's just what Bleacher Report tweeted today, that the Nets are the favorites to get him.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. But I don't know how that'd work out though.
I'm not sure if I'm in favor of it. I'd rather continue developing D'Angelo, but I wouldn't complain, I guess. It'd be nice to have him.
I mean, listen, we did. I'm not disappointed on how we did in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like,
I think I would have appreciated another win. I felt like we could have gotten one, especially that game in Brooklyn, Game 4.
Game 4. Oh,
that was a heartbreaker.
Oh man, it was sad. But I mean, listen, when it happens, it happens. I think this free agency is going to be so interesting for us. Like, we have the ability to sign two big contracts.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know who we're going to sign. It's going to be such an interesting, like, free agency, you know? Maybe we'll get DeMarcus Cousins, you know? I don't know.
We could finally fix our big man problems, but, I mean, what do we do with Jared Allen then? I'm sure they could both play, but...
I don't know what's going to happen, you know? Like, I'm just very curious to see, like... Because we definitely need a power forward.
For
like,
sure.
Like, you know, we need a power forward or, like, a small forward, you know? If we can get somebody like that... We'll be in a very good position to compete, you know?
That's absolutely right, yeah. Because, I mean, as much as Jared Dudley was, I mean, an enforcer he's not a long-term option, and he shouldn't be on the floor for 30-something minutes a night. We're going to need we're gonna need somebody a little bit more reliable and maybe a little bit in better shape, so.
Yes, like, unbelievable. I remember, what was it, Game 4? He had, like, 35... He had 35 minutes. He had more than D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, did he really? Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
My heart just was torn to pieces that Game 4. I was just like, and it was so tough because I stayed up until, I think, 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m.
Right.
Watching that game. And it was so, I just was crying. I just cried. It was so sad.
This Nets team. But should be a great offseason and fun season starting in October. But
yeah.
All right, I'm gonna continue with the show. But Obas, just a pleasure talking to you. Hopefully, I'll see you soon sometime over the summer. I'll be around.
Of course,
so
you know how we do.
Yes, absolutely. Maybe if you're
talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. All right, bye now.
All right, bye, my friend.
There we had the lovely Anthony Obas in a conversation. He's an incredible tweeter on his hashtag #ObasRants, giving us his thoughts on the music industry. All these great young up-and-coming artists, what it means to be an artist. Definitely give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram. Well, he's not as active on Instagram, but anyway, we're going to continue with the show. It's 9:47. We got a couple more tracks to go. We'll switch up. We'll bring up the wonderful Tribe Called Quest up next with the song Stressed Out from the album Beats, Rhymes, and Life. This one is in dedication to myself, because I'm feeling quite stressed out right now due to the large amount of work I'm doing. But luckily, I have songs like this to help me feel better about it. Stressed Out, Tribe Called Quest featuring Faith Evans.
to complain, but this thing's in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burnt like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being knows for greatness, you remember. Chase Long got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block packing nines like September. Change these situations, get these pockets all slender.
Yo, I be on the avenue where they be acting brand new. I'm flooding on these Reebok joints for shorty boo.
All of a sudden, I saw these two kids fronting, talking out they joints, but they wasn't saying nothing. My hand was on my coolie, they was acting unruly.
Say word.
Yo, word up, yo, I was tight, caught up. But I swallow my pride to let that nonsense ride. Because the positive, it seems that negative vibe.
Yeah, we was at the dice game, making these cats with Philly. Slamming, steady running off at the willy.
I have my cash fix, my rent loop with my play dough. I gotta see salute to all my girls I blow. Took the palm, let them hit the flow. Kept my eyeball scoping for them pigs popo. I got to go on the app, see my parole by four. But I gotta steady freak these boys like JoJo.
And I was doing it till I met Ice Spike and Mike. One roll, they had my pockets dirtier than Sprite.
Yo, I know the feeling when you feeling like you're feeling. You be having good thoughts, but the evils be revealing. And the stresses of life can take you off the right path.
Yeah.
Jealousy and envy tends to infiltrate your staff. We gotta hold it down so we can move on past all adversities so we can get through fast.
I really like, know how it feels.
W-O.
Low cash flow.
Your baby's on the way.
And you don't know who.
And Corset
at you.
Ayo, they got me stressed out.
And you don't know what to do.
So frame this Kodak black. It rips through my contacts with a poultry scrap. Workers get pistol smacked. The switch hitting Queens. Sword spitting. We're raw puppies. And now your first love is thrills. Your vision of the mills got crushed like, hey, lover. Try to rise to the top. You just couldn't recover. And all I want is my laceration of the pie. To get this whipped cream before the water runs dry. Yo, I don't know why. Your chick is snitching. She got you cruising to the pokey like Smokey. The stuff you trying to 3 second, homie. Well, I be trying to get star status like Shinobi. So we can build a dynasty just like the Kobe. And all I want is the world to know my Steve. He's money hungry. 7:30 and got me stressed out like you for an MC.
There we had Stressed Out from Tribe Called Quest featuring Faith Evans. I had to do a little bit more, back and forth with the on-off on the aux, making sure that it was clean for the radio. Would hate to cap off this semester with a big old fine from the FCC. And while we're on that, we'll wait. We'll wait to tell you what station you're listening to. Anyway, that's a good old track. Good job there, Neil. Okay, I have one more track, on the playlist, and after that we will play it by ear, see what comes to me. Maybe we'll end it with The End by the Beatles, which I did for a few shows back in the day. and sounds like a good deal. But for now, we're going to listen to the track Subterranean, Homesick Alien, one of my favorites off the Radiohead album, OK Computer, and I hope you enjoy it. Reverb, the chords, the vibe of Subterranean Homesick Alien is unmatched. So good. It's a little bit of a sour note to end on, though, because it kind of drains you, as most of the tracks on OK Computer do. If you're looking to feel Hopeless and Listless. Definitely give the whole thing a listen. Then Blonde, and you'll just feel totally worthless. Would not recommend anyway. Abbey Road, though, would make you feel a little bit different. No, I don't want to listen to The Ends by Travis Scott. I wasn't listening to The End by the Beatles. If I can find it. There we go. Here's The End from Abbey Road by the Beatles. So, I mean, oh, wow. Oh, starting to hit me now. This, I'm going to check out. I mean, it's 10:01. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the sixth semester, Unreal, of Shock Me Like an Electric Needle. Fifth semester with this name, after one semester of being it being the alternate Unileverse. Those were regrettable days. I continue to be DJ Roomba, despite the fact that that's a little embarrassing to me now, honestly. Be sure to check out just a ridiculous amount of shows that document my growth as a human being at wjrh.org. I don't even know what to say. I'll hopefully get a good preference. For Showtime in January of 2020. I don't know. Will I be back sometime in the fourth week of January 2020? I'll be back. I'll be a brand new person. But for now, I will leave you to Robo DJ, and I will thank you for... I got 8 listeners right now. That was awesome. Appreciate everybody who tuned in, especially Savag. So sorry that your name was mispronounced in class today. Want to thank Jordan, Connor, Simone, who maybe my mom, my dad, Ren. Thank you for listening. Welcome to Shock Me Like an Electric Needle, and everybody else who listened. And I will maybe tune in like 7-8 months, and I'll bring some great tunes to you then. It's been real. I'll be back in a long time. Goodbye now. Watching the detective.